Chapter 1. Numb. So numb. The only thing Celine could feel was the dull thump of her heart beating as she sat beside the window in the guest chambers the next day. I love you. Damien's words echoed inside her mind as she stared outside. Her sister Amara's last words before she died in the dreamscape were not far behind. I think I cared about you, too, a little. I was just too jealous to see how much we needed each other. A single tear trickled down Celine's cheek. Powerful words, words she had been waiting to hear for a long time, both spoken in the same night. And she had no answer for either. Amara was gone now, and she had yet to answer Damien's declaration, even though she already had her response. I love you too. The sentence lay upon her lips, waiting to be spoken, and yet everything inside of her felt heavy. With love came grief and hurt. It would be easier to steal back behind her cold mask, back to the numbness. If she had done what she had been trained to do, she would not be grieving over Amara's death now, and she would not be feeling the euphoria of Damien's words. No. Celine spoke the word aloud. Her hand curled over the arm of the chair. I will not go back to who I was, no matter how hard it is to feel. She stood up and crossed the temporary bedroom she shared with Damien. He was already gone, making the inquiries of her sister on her behalf, letting the others know that she would be grieving for the rest of the day. The blood on the floor in the other room had been cleaned, but she could still picture her sister lying there. She swallowed and paused. At least she had been able to show Amara who they were meant to be as dreamwalkers and who the light was at the end. A sad smile spread across Celine's lips. Her sister was at peace and free of their mother. The pattering sound behind her announced that the rainstorm threatening Lux Casta had started. It was as if the weather was a reflection of her own grieving heart, and yet it was cleansing as well. Celine left the bedchambers and entered the common room. The room was dark and cool, the windows filled with gray clouds outside. Carl stood by the door on guard, his dark hair brushed back, his spine straight. He glanced at her and nodded. She bowed her head in return. Sometime in the last couple days, or even weeks, Carl had finally dropped his disdain for her. The main door opened a minute later, and Damien and Tejas walked in. The moment she locked eyes with Damien, the heaviness across her chest lifted, and her heart began to beat again. He returned her look with an intense one of his own. Celine. He crossed the room and took one of her hands and kissed her fingers. His lips and breath were warm across her skin. I spoke to Lord Leo, he said as he lifted his head. It is not their custom to burn bodies, and he was less inclined to do anything for a would-be assassin, but since Amara was your sister, and she was a member of a great house, he will see that her body is prepared and the ashes given to you. She curled her fingers around his. Thank you, Damien. While I was with Lord Leo, we received word that Grand Lord Renlar will be arriving tomorrow. The son of Lord Rune Vivek?